The main line, tell him what. name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who's standing for us when we call on that great name of Jesus. Jesus.
can come into the house of the Lord and give God some praise. Thank God for those that are here. Amen. And we will pray for those that may be on their way. But nevertheless, we thank God for each and every one of you that have come out today to the New Titus Ministry Fellowship. Amen. Thank God to our Bishop, Bishop Jimmy Hunt. Let's give him a hand. Amen. And to the music ministry, thank God for Brother Norman. Amen. Brother Kevin, amen, and Elder Dixon, amen, and to all of you that are out sitting, yeah, we thank you for coming out on today, amen. We're not going to prolong this service. Today is Communion Sunday, and we should have words of encouragement for each and every one of us, but we're going to, those that can't stand, let us stand for our opening prayer, amen. Our Father, our God, we come today to say thank you. Thank you for another day that we haven't seen. But God, we thank you for today that you allow us to see on this day. Oh God, we come right now to lift up holy hands and to give you all the honor and all the praise. God, for healing the land. God, we know that you are a God that can do anything above anything, oh God. God, we come today to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning.
Lord.
Thank you, oh God, for starting us on our way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, oh God, for just watching over us all night long, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, we thank you right now. To pray for our president, oh God, all of the entire family, God, those that are nursing home, those that are behind prison bars, God, we ask you to watch over them, oh God, those that are wandering in the streets, oh Father God, God, those that say they love you, oh God, but for whatever reason they don't want to worship you, God, we thank you, God, for those that have a willing heart, God, we come this morning to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, bless our homes, oh, Father God.
Yes.
God, we thank you for how you have kept us.
Yes.
God, you will continue to be with us.
Yes.
Oh, God, we come right now and say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear our prayer, oh, Lord, as we call upon you
for
this service. And bless those that are in the service.
Yes,
today.
Lord.
God, we thank you for every member
thank you, Jesus.
Of the New Titus Ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come and we
Amen.
Say thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have to all sing our songs and everything else we go on into the service. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. So praise God from whom all blessings flow. We all stand and that's our call to worship. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all stand in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise them all creatures here below. Praise them above ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was glad when they said that to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within our gate, O Jerusalem. Amen. We always stand for our opening hymn. What are we going to use?
Thank you.
Okay. We have breakfast. Just behind the mountain. Amen.
All right.
That is our opening hymn.
Okay.
Amen.
Started. They wait on you.
I'm gonna hide behind a little mountain. I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. 22nd and what verse?
42nd through the 40.
42. Amen.
The 45.
42 through the 45. Whose son is he, Christ? Where is that? Well, read it. Amen. Matthew, the 22nd verse, start at the 42nd verse. Amen. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, what do you think about Christ, whose son is here? The son of David, they replied. He said to them, how is this that? Demon speaking by the Spirit, called Lord, for he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemy under your feet. Is that it?
That's it.
Amen. That is it. And let us all stand. And God spake all these words, saying, for I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Hear what Christ shall sing this day. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Father.
And to the Son and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning.
As it was in the beginning. Is now forever shall be.
Amen. Now we will have our tithes and our offering. Amen. And then after that, we have a selection, and after that, we'll hear the preacher word. Is that all right? Brother Kevin, y'all ready? Amen. 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 In the name of the Lord, let us all stand for our tithes and our offering.
Give us a marching song.
Amen. Thank you. Let us all stand as our bishop comes before us. Move, Satan. Amen. I like that. Get on out of my way. Let your bishop ahead. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. You may be seated. Please be seated. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. We ask now, Lord, for the anointing that makes preaching easy.
Yeah.
Speak, Lord, that your people will hear what thou hast
to
say. Use us for thy glory in this moment. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do in this world.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we do pray. Everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Come on, stay with me now. Come on, say amen. We give honor to the Lord, to the pastor, to all of you that gather in this hour. We thank God for you coming and sharing with us another worship experience. We read from Isaiah 53 because there's a writing there that says he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulder. In the Holy Writ of Matthew, it talks about him as Christ the Savior of the world. Amen. We talk again about his resurrection and how that he has yet passed, but he's still yet alive.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to talk from the matter, the subject matter is talking about he was wounded.
Was wounded. Amen.
But I want to use a subtopic, I'm still in pain.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and tell them, say, it's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough pain. Amen. Nobody in their right mind likes pain. Come on, say amen. Because if we could get away from pain, none of us would want pain. Come on, say amen. Have you ever had a pain that you just couldn't get rid of? Amen. Look, like all the medications you took, that pain was still there. It becomes very irritable and aggravating to endure pain all the time. Amen. Many of us in the human body were not equipped to endure so much pain. Amen. Now, for the female factor, you can handle pain better than the male. Come on, say amen. Because you were built like that. Come on, man. Because you have to bear for children, and bearing children brings on pain. Come on, say amen. But I want to talk to you a little bit about how that Jesus endured pain, and pain brings on a blessing. Come on, say amen. A lot of times we don't want no pain. Many of us as children of God, we don't want to go through nothing, but we want the blessings of God. Come on, say amen. What I'm trying to tell you is that pain is good. Those of us that work out in the gym know that pain is good. Come on, say amen. Because if you don't endure no pain, that means that you're not making no progress. Can I get some help here? Jesus' pain was beneficial to you and I. Come on, say amen. Because when we reflect back on the crucifixion of Jesus, Jesus endured a number of pain. Come on, say amen. Because when you look at him, he's now hanging on a hill called Calvary. Yeah, Calvary, the pain, he was there suffering for you and I. That's why we call for communion Sunday. In other words, it's our Passover Sunday. It's the time that we reflect back on the pain that Jesus endured on the hill called Calvary. Suffering was there for you and I. I don't understand it, how a man would take on so much pain for so many sinners. Do I have a witness here? He died for And those same sinners don't even love him. Can I get a witness yet? Those sinners don't care nothing about it. But he became a sacrifice. Do I have some help here? Give me two more minutes and I'm going to sit down. He became a sacrifice for the sinners like you and I. He took on pain for you and I. He bared the suffering for you and I. Jesus did not have to die. He didn't even want to die. Because there's one writing in the book that said, if its cup will pass from me. But he turned around and said, Master, let your will be done. I wish I had some help somewhere. If y'all with me, raise your right hand. Pain and suffering. Not only did he endure pain and suffering, he endured ridicule. Can I get some help here? Look at him. They ripped his clothes, made him look bad, but he had done nobody wrong. Can I get some help here? The Bible says when they brought him to Pilate, Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Do I have a witness yet? Can I put it where you can get it? Some you and I go through. We hadn't done anything to deserve the pain and the suffering that we endure. Can I get some help here? If you're with me, raise your right hand. What I'm saying to you is endurance and pain is to make you strong in the kingdom. Because the closer you get to God, the more pain and suffering. I wish I had some help somewhere. The more pain and suffering that you gonna have to endure. Can I get them help somewhere? Well, my brothers and sisters, that's not all. After dying and being crucified, they pierced him in his side, and he was already dead. Can I get some help here? Why is that? They stuck him in his side because they had to let the blood out and the water. But the Bible says, what can wash? Oh, I wish I had some help somewhere. The way my sin, nothing but the blood of the Lamb. I wish I had a witness, yeah. What you're saying, Reverend, thank God, but they pierced it because they lose something. They lose freedom from our sin. They lose the power from on high. I wish I had some help here. Thank God for the pain. I'm glad that there's power in pain. Because when you go through pain, it makes you stronger. And it makes you more powerful. You can handle whatever the devil does to you. You can take it and make it. Because of the pain that's in your life. I wish I had a witness somewhere. The Bible said that he died. They pierced him in the side. But can I conclude the matter? That he didn't forget about the women. I wish I had some help somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Because the Bible says in Genesis that he reached into his man and took a rib.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have some help here?
Well.
And when he took the rib, he included the women. Can I talk like a woman? The Bible says your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Yeah.
So anybody come telling you that the women don't belong, the devil is a lie. Because Jesus made it so. When he stood on Calvary, and he stood between men and death, and declared to us that in the last days, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What you're saying, Reverend, that a woman can carry God's word because of the crucifixion, because of the death of Christ, a woman was included. Because if that man cannot be alone, I wish I had some help somewhere. The Bible declares that women matter.
Oh, yeah.
in the kingdom. Because if you read the book says that the women went to the tomb first.
Yes, they did.
They the ones declared that Jesus was resurrected.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for pain.
Oh, yes.
Pain is good. Because pain makes you strong.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you more powerful.
Hallelujah.
And not only that, pain helps you to endure whatever you have to go through.
Yes, yes.
That's because of pain.
Hallelujah.
Anytime you're going through, it's because you're getting closer to Jesus. Can I get some help here?
Oh, hallelujah.
Because the closer you get to him, the more pain you're going to have to suffer.
Hallelujah.
Because pain is not bad. Pain is making you in the kingdom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He's making you to become what he wants you to become. Anytime there's suffering, suffering is there because he wants to see if you can handle where he's taking you. He's taking you to another place in him. In order to get to new territory, you got to cut out some stuff.
That's right. Amen.
Anytime you go in to possess other territory, you got to cut out stuff before you get there. There's always stumbling blocks. There's always fences. There's always doors. But I came to tell you my God got the power to give you the authority to step right on into what you're going through. Can I get some help here? God got the power.
Thank you, Lord.
To take you where he wants to take you. But the problem is we refuse to allow him to do what he has to do with us, to take us where he's taking us.
Amen.
Yeah. Because you don't want to endure no pain. Y'all said it right, ladies. No pain, no gain. Come on, say amen. Thank God for pain. Because Jesus died so we could endure and enjoy happiness in the kingdom. Thank God for salvation. Thank God that Jesus died on Calvary for your sins. Come on, say amen. I want to sing something. Y'all please stand because I've been challenged for the fact that I don't open the doors of the church to y'all. Amen. But I'll be trying to get to the chicken. Come on, say amen. The doors of the church is open. The Bible says extended invitation for those that would come can come to Christ. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Jesus died for you because the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would there be one for Christ? Would there be one to want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior of your life? Would you come at this time? If you want Jesus in your life and you know that if you die right now that you don't know Christ, you may come now. If you'd like to be a part of the church and you haven't been a part of what the body of Christ is going to come now. If you would come now, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. Won't you come now? If you're here today and you're not a member of a church and you have not joined the church and you have not been baptized, we invite you to come at this time. Amen. Because the doors of the church are open. Jesus did open the doors over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Amen. So I offer Christ to you, but it's up to you to accept Christ. The time is yours. Oh, 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 oh. You have to come. If you just want prayer, you have to come. bless you. Thank you for coming. Ministries, worship service, we pray that you've been blessed by the word of God and by the musical selection that has been given. We thank God for you and pray God's blessings upon you. Until again, next week, the title of worship ministry. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
No good today, bro. No good today. Yep.
Y'all was playing. What's up, my feet? What's up, my feet?